we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Baby, to bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 25th of April, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the old talks as possible, which help to fill in the big blank spots in history between the dates and the battles and the victors and the vanquished. And also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up in the various tongues of Europe. I've had people over the years wondering just how much the public will take. And in Canada, there is a minister for privacy, the privacy commissioner, who's part of the government. Every few years, they publish their findings and they warn the public, you're losing your privacy. And then we find out the man has no power to uphold any laws on behalf of the public. His job is just to tell you you're losing your privacy. And hardly a week goes by now in this information age, now that we've all been conditioned that you share everything about yourself on this gimmick called the internet, the gimmick that was given to the public by the war industry. They had it back in the 60s and 70s, this internet, and they had computers way ahead of things you even see today. And they gave it to the public to train us to do what we're doing, and that's put your whole life up on the internet for all to see. And then they try and encourage everyone to join their community area through various little programs they give you. And they put your photographs up and all about yourself for all to view. That's to get what they call the open society, a society that will not ever, in fact, they have no memory of what privacy used to be, or rights. People used to have wars, go to war, over the right of having privacy. When kings ruled, the king was the law. He wanted to know all about you. You were numbered along with his cattle and his deer and all the rest of it. And people literally fought wars to get the rights established for the first time. But isn't it amazing? They give you a toy called the internet, and suddenly everyone forgets the past and the history and give up all their privacy quite happily, so it seems. After the break, I'll be reading this article from The Telegraph, which was into even more bizarre things coming up to do with losing privacy, and the even more bizarre reasons they want to know certain things about you, including your sex life, and the penalties if you don't comply and tell Big Brother what they want to know. That's the world we're living in, a world which is almost like Disney. I think the break's coming up. I think I hear some music coming up. And I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And before the break I was mentioning how far will we all let it all go. When it comes to losing all your privacy, most people today are so domesticated, they don't mind what their master knows. They think they're living in a wonderful world where everything's been taken care of by their betters. And here's the next step they're going into from the Telegraph on Wednesday, 23rd April 2008 edition. That's from thetelegraph.co.uk. Government to quiz households on sex lives and salaries. By Lewis Carter. More than 500,000 people a year are to be questioned about their sex lives and salaries by government inspectors, it has emerged. Officials will ask for information about former sexual partners, contraception, and how long couples have lived together before getting married. 2,000 question survey, which will be carried out by the Office for National Statistics, has prompted fears of further data security breaches, as both names and addresses will be logged by inspectors. George Orwell warned us about this because this great department that he knew was created during World War II would become a very powerful institution, the Office for National Statistics, and our lives are now run by statistics, and we're all part of it, apparently. critics also say the £3.5 million a year cost will be a waste of money as people tend to lie about their private lives and begrudge intrusion into personal matters. Eric Pickles, the Shadow Community Secretary, said, day by day, the liberty and privacy of the British public is being undermined by Labour's surveillance state. It wouldn't matter if it's Labour or Conservative, because they're just a front anyway. People will be shocked that taxpayers' money is being spent on intrusive surveys. Would they be shocked, I wonder? Now state spies want to log and record who sleeps with whom and how often. Not even the Stasi went this far. Inspectors will ask the questions as part of the new integrated household survey. They will visit 200,000 homes at random each year and question each occupant, meaning that about 500,000 individuals will take part. One of the questions asks, have you ever had a baby, even one who only lived for a short time? Interviewers are warned, exclude any stillborn, include any who only live for a short time. The survey features intimate questions on exact dates when relationships ended and the precise amount of money people take home. There will also be 35 questions on contraception, such as whether men have had vasectomies, the brands of pill women to use, and whether they have ever taken the morning after pill. Frank Furidi, a professor of sociology at Kent University, said, when researchers ask about sexual habits, there's a very strong tendency for people to clam up or to say what they think they want to hear. I would resent being asked these questions, and I don't think the government should be doing it. A spokesman for the Office of National Statistics said, the survey was the most efficient way of meeting the government's information needs. He said that all names and addresses would be deleted from the files once they arrived in the main office. Ha, hardy, har, har, har. That's how far they're going now into your private lives, by law, supposedly. And you have to stand back and think outside the box to see why. Because, you see, you're just cattle. You're cattle. And the owners of the cattle just want all the data to do with the beasts that they own, which are the human beings. That's what it's all about. We're cattle or chattel, it's all the same thing to the masters. And how much will the public take? Well, I think the public will take it in a bent over position, as always, because they're taking all the other stuff that's coming their way with such quiet compliance that it's rather disgusting, the same at the airports, etc., where they take your shoes off you and your belt so you're left to hold your pants up. And do people know that that's what Adolf Hitler did to his enemies when he put them on trial, took their shoes from them? Taking your shoes from people in even Muslim countries means you're now submitting to an authority. You take your shoes off when you go into a mosque or into some important person's house. You're actually going through a ritual of subservience. But when you have to hold up your pants at the same time, you're being taught to accept humiliation. That's what that's all about. And the public, again, as I say, don't expect the public ever to stand up en masse and complain, because they won't. It's up to certain individuals here and there to cause as much stink as they possibly can. And it's only with enough complaints coming in from people who are willing to stand up with their belt on and their pants up, the people eventually listen to them. The masses follow those who get up first. They are followers. So that's what's happening there, and that little routine is they want to know what your sex life's all about. And do you really believe they'll keep it all quiet? Britain's already in trouble for losing discs sent out from one government department with the millions of names of people receiving welfare. Here's another article here too. This is to do with the United States, which ties in with Canada. And it says here, U.S. to expand collection of crime suspects' DNA. From the Washington Post, 19th of April, 2008. The U.S. government will soon begin collecting DNA samples from all citizens arrested in connection with any federal crime, and from many immigrants detained by federal authorities, adding genetic identifiers from more than 1 million individuals a year to the swiftly growing federal law enforcement DNA database. This is for arrest now, not for conviction. The policy will substantially expand the current practice of routinely collecting DNA samples from only those convicted of federal crimes and will build on a growing policy among states to collect DNA from many people who are arrested. 13 states do so now and turn their data over to the federal government. The initiative to be published as a proposed rule in the Federal Register in coming days reflects a congressional directive that DNA from arrestees be collected to help catch a range of domestic criminals, but it also requires for the first time the collection of DNA samples from people other than U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents who are detained by U.S. authorities. Although fingerprints have long been collected for virtually every arrestee, privacy advocates say the new policy expands the DNA database run by the FBI beyond its initial aim of storing information on the perpetrators of violent crimes. They also worry that people could be detained erroneously and swept into the database without cause, and that DNA samples from those who are never convicted of a crime because of acquittal or withdrawal of charges might nonetheless be permanently retained by the FBI. Innocent people don't belong in a so-called criminal database, said Tanya Simoncelli, science advisor for the American Civil Liberties Union. We're crossing a line. She said if the samples are kept, they could one day be analyzed for sensitive information such as disease and ancestry. Ancestry, again, they want to know the eugenics in your family. Justice Department spokesman Eric Ablin said that the collection of DNA samples will provide an additional form of biometric identification from persons who would normally be fingerprinted. FBI rules preclude using DNA samples to determine a person's genetic traits, diseases, or disorders. Now, to jump to Canada on this is all nonsense, this stuff. You see, this was planned years ago. About 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago in Canada, the CBC, on one of their standard news shows, showed you a brand new facility in Montreal, a massive building. It cost millions of dollars, and it was for the police, the federal police, basically, across Canada. And they showed you inside the building, and there's a conveyor light assembly with all these robotic arms that could take test tubes, maybe two dozen at a time, put them in different places on the conveyor belt, etc., etc., fully automated to do DNA testing. And they told the public at the time they'd built this multi-million dollar facility because it was for the occasional criminal, the very hardened criminal, to put in their DNA in this database. This obviously has enough ability to do the whole of Canada, and that was the point of it. We were told utter lies when these guys go ahead and build these big monstrosities, but it was so obvious it's for the whole of Canada. And every other country has been doing the same thing for 10 years. They were doing this and preparing for all this long before the very necessary 9/11 incident happened. They needed 9/11, and they've gone hog wild ever since. Nothing, as they say, happens by chance. Nothing happens by some spur-of-the-moment decision in politics and government. And you're finding now that these services, remember the police are supposedly a service, they've now become an authority. They make up their own laws and demand that the government pass them, and the government does so. Also around 10 years ago, the same companies that outfitted countries like Britain with all the thousands and thousands, maybe millions of cameras across the major cities held in Montreal for the American and Police Chiefs Association, a big expose to show their wares, and all the cops went back demanding money to buy all these good toys with. Our servants have become the masters. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
You Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix as they turn the screws on the public across the planet, all together, one big club, trying to make it into one big happy family or one big happy herd. They'll be domesticated even further into serving their masters all the more efficiently. And we have a caller on the line. That's Garen from Rhode Island. Are you there, Garen?
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Yes, I want to talk about the chemtrails because I've been noticing them very often. In the past, I'd say up until the last few months, I noticed them once in a while. I mean, initially I heard of them, but I had never seen them until a couple of years ago, a few years ago. And then, a couple of years ago, I noticed them once in a while. And now, the last few months, I've been noticing them. I mean, recently, it's almost nonstop. Almost every time I look up in the sky, I see these trails, which are definitely not con trails or condensation trails. These things go from one end to the horizon. They usually come out of the west, going towards the east, west by northwest, And they travel these trails from one end of the horizon to another. They linger. The trails, spread out, and they don't dissipate. They disperse. Yesterday I was looking out. I saw one go by. A couple of minutes later, another plane's laying another chemtrail. These things are definitely chemtrails. They're not contrails. I know what a condensation trails. And an airport lives in the nearby, and I've seen plenty of contrails. There's no question
about it. It's chemicals. They've been analyzed. I had them analyzed. Other people have had them analyzed. One television show had them analyzed too. We know what's in them. We know we're being poisoned every day. It's going across the whole planet. I got people just back from the Middle East a couple of days ago, and they said it was the skies beneath them are crisscrossed the whole way across Europe, across the Middle East as well. And the sky turns into this milky white color where you should have really blue sky. And everyone's getting sick, bronchial problems, their minds become slow. And we're being affected by them, for sure. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh, even in the Middle East, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're really laying it on over Iran right now.
I can imagine.
Yep.
And I noticed, like yesterday, there was one, there was another, there was another. I mean, this evening, again, you look up in the sky, there are these trails, X formations at times, sometimes, and they after a while you could almost mistake them for clouds because after a number of them disperse,
yeah.
And then there's 3, 4, 5 of them, they can almost look like clouds, but there's no doubt this is going on.
It's going on, and even when they're not spraying directly overhead, you'll often see them coming in with the prevailing winds. They'll spray out of the cities, outside of the cities, to fool you. And so a lot of folk in the cities don't know they're getting sprayed, but when you can detect them, you know what they look like when they've just been sprayed. You'll see them blowing over, and the sky becomes that milky color, that polymer, streaky color, and the sun's hidden behind this strange haze, and you'll start feeling your sinuses get blocked, get all kinds of bronchial problems, and they're using HAARP on top of it as well. But regardless, I'm sure it's killing a lot of people across the planet. Even if you were spraying talcum powder, anything that shouldn't be in the air and it's got a constant irritant, it's going to have a detrimental effect on the people down below. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it could be salt. I mean, if you're breathing in particulates and things like that, I mean, it's, wow, I mean, I'm almost, it's so frequent. I'm almost amazed. It's like, we're just doing this, we don't care.
Well, they don't care, and there's nowhere to complain to because they have a global air force doing this. The planes that are doing it, there's no markings on them that you'll notice when you look through high-power telescopes. And they must have built up a world air force to do this because it's happening worldwide every single day. And I read in the papers here recently some other big wig at the Scientific Boffin Association wants to start spraying sulfur particles into the atmosphere as well to supposedly stop the global warming fiasco. And sulfur, if you start breathing in sulfur particles, also the same guy wanted to bring in crushed glass, very fine powdered crushed glass that would reflect sunlight back out. Well, hell, that's as bad as breathing asbestos. Once that's in your lungs, you'll never get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Breathing in fine glass particulates.
Yep.
It wouldn't be good for someone.
But they don't care. I mean, this is their agenda. And even though the global warming is being found out as an utter scam, they have another agenda at work. And this is bringing down the population. The amount of young people now with cancers and have never smoked in their lives, lung cancers is skyrocketing. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt from Cutting Through the Matrix. And we've got Tim from Indiana on the line. Are you there, Tim?
I'm here. Hello?
Yep. Hey, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Getting all those chemtrails again a little bit. They cut back and then, at nighttime, they start spraying where I'm at. And I get up early and I can see, like, the X's right before everybody else does. So,
yep.
Messed up. Anyway, I've been reading some of these books you kind of suggested through your blurbs. And just one quick question. And I got all your books, and I think they're great. And I think everybody should just get them because, I mean, if you really want to understand things, you know, to get that mind working, go ahead and do it. But just a real simple thing that I really can't comprehend, like the word today, like in tomorrow, like in like Orson or H.G. Wells' book, he writes the word today, like you write it in your book. And I'm just trying to understand, like, okay, what does that really mean? And I'll just take it off the air.
In Masonry, they go on about the singularity, and in fact, you read Albert Pike's descriptions of numbers, because he was into the unity of one. But he also goes into the duad. The duad is more important than the one, and yet the duad, to an extent, is part of their mystery religion, as they call it, male female blended into one, the perfection of coming together. But coming together in a more intimate bodily sense, the hermaphroditic perfection that which is left imperfect. They claimed that in the ancient mystery religions that God, which was one, created an Adam, then an Eve from the same being. Eve came from the same being, meaning technically the God itself was a hermaphrodite making Adam in its perfect same image. So Adam was the same perfect image containing female within him too. And in the Hebrew, they don't say a rib was taken, they say a compartment was taken. We're talking about the womb from him to create the separate Eve, and that was the fall. In other words, if it stayed two and one together in perfection, the same exact image of the God, then we would have perpetual bliss type of thing. That's what they mean by that. So it's all to do with the meanings of numbers, and of course you have low-level meanings for the low Masons, and most of them, that's all they know, if they even remember that much, and much higher meanings for those at the top. But that's really what it boils down to, the perfecting of that was left imperfect, meaning bringing it back to its initial perfection.
Okay.
Now we've got Brenda from Tennessee on the line. Are you there, Brenda?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Good. I thought I might be off topic, but I can see that I'm not. My brother passed away late yesterday afternoon, and I found out after he passed that he was a Scottish Rite.
Huh.
And I'm told that they would have a Scottish Knight. Now, I have two other brothers that are Masons. I don't know what degree, because I don't really associate with them because their views and mine are so different, and I have a brother-in-law that is a Shriner. So I don't know what is a Scottish Knight and what is a Scottish Rite. I know there's York Rite and the Scottish Rite.
Yeah.
And I thought, if anybody knew, how about you?
Well, yeah. Again, Albert Pike talks about all the different degrees and the Scottish Knight. At that level, he'll have what they call an arched funeral. Have they talked about giving him a Masonic funeral?
Well, since he just passed away late yesterday, well, around quarter to six yesterday, I haven't really talked to his daughter very much. I just kind of got this through my daughter that, and it's like usually people are, if they pass away, like, you know, it's only 3 days, but with him it's going to be like they're not having this until, and there's no autopsy or anything.
Yeah.
They're not having this, they're having a viewing for the family on Sunday, and then Sunday night is Scottish night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they will have a Masonic funeral or what they will have. My husband's uncle had one, and he said it was so strange. But
What they do, they normally put pike staffs
as
an arch over the grave in the form of the pyramid and all this kind of stuff.
Oh.
And they wear their aprons in a separate ceremony for themselves, for the brothers. They even do it in the military, and they even do it in the Canadian military when one of theirs gets killed and they bury them. You'll see them do the same kind of stuff with their aprons and so on.
So no one else that's not an initiate or whatever is going to be allowed into the Scottish Knight?
Generally not. That's how it used to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The whole thing is really strange to me.
Strange, all right, but you've got to understand that this is the religion that runs the world. This is the religion behind all religions that runs the world.
Yeah, that's why I don't have much to do with them, because I believe Scripture and I don't keep worldly holidays and and all that, because they're all pagan, and so I don't do that, and they think I'm weird.
Yeah.
I'm the strange one. I'm the ostracized one. I'm the black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I stay away from all of them because I know that they are very dangerous people.
Yes.
Especially, you know, up in this, you know, like my brother-in-law, the Shriner. Then I don't really know what my other two brothers, they're in the Masonic Lodge, but I don't know what they are, and so I stay away.
Yes, and at that level, too, they will have some power and influence within their own area.
Yes, I know that because it's a small town.
Yeah.
And I know that there's things that have gone on, and I had to leave there because of, well, strange happenings, you know, that was going on, even though that's where I was born and raised. But I left because of, well, I was told, keep my mouth shut or I was going to die, okay? Because I'm one of those very outspoken people, and I stand up for things that are not right and unjust, and I was told not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I didn't know, I did not know what to expect so there will probably be like a Scottish funeral, I mean a Masonic.
Well, again, it's actually a name of a particular Masonic.
I'm just
sect.
Getting into Albert Pike's morals and dogmas, so I don't know a lot. I just knew it wasn't a place for me.
Yes, and of course, it wasn't invented in Scotland. It was brought over to the U.S. initially by a guy from France, and they gave it the name, the Scottish Rite of Masonry. And when you leave the Blue Lodge that all Masons go into, you can either go the York Rite, or you can take the Scottish Rite.
Right.
But in the States, it's often the Scottish Rite that they take, yeah. You'll find everybody in town who's anybody is on the board, the school boards and council boards, mayors, they're all part of the Scottish Rite.
So probably if I just kind of hide somewhere and watch all these people go in, I'll know who is and who isn't.
Yeah, you would.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
It would.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the information.
Well, thanks for calling.
You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Now we've got Will from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Will?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm not bad.
A few callers prompted a few thoughts. The previous caller from Tennessee, whoever passed, that you always talk about a portico, an outer portico of protection.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would agree that her loved one, deceased, was probably just that.
Yeah, they'll probably be low enough members, but high enough to get perks in their own community. They always make sure they get perks.
That's one thing the Masons let people know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard you on a show prior on someone's shows, and you said that you experienced possession. Someone being possessed. He mentioned the girl in Italy that was seen being possessed by demons, purportedly.
In Italy? It wasn't Italy, no.
I'm sorry?
It wasn't Italy. But I've seen people, what it would be called or described as possessed.
Okay, I was wondering if you could go into that a little more and divulge as much as you could. And also, the musicians with the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for more about that, but I didn't get to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, would you agree they're ushering in a new age? You know, with the 2150 being the age of Aquarius, and this mm-hmm. we're in the age of Jesus.
There's no doubt on that. The Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's journal, that their monthly journal, back in the 50s and 60s, was called the New Age magazine. And they claimed that they were spearheading the world into this wonderful new Aquarian age. And, of course, they were. And they were bringing it out through different means and methods. And
so basically they're going to kill Christianity and bring on maybe, per se, would you say, an earth, worship the earth with the guy with the picture of water?
Well, all religions were to eventually be eroded. All existing religions were to be eroded.
Okay, yeah.
As they brought in the new structure, the new age philosophy, based on a form of earth worship and harmony, where we kept in harmony with the planet by keeping our numbers down. But behind Masonry, as I say, if you go into it and you understand the rituals, which very the guys who participate actually do, it's to do with eugenics.
They use this age to the age of Aquarius. They're gonna wash the world clean, huh?
Well, the symbol of Aquarius, remember, was Aquarius was raped by the god Zeus. It's actually a Greek story they took into Rome, and they called it Aquarius. And he was raped because the god had the right to rape male or female. Ooh. And I guess he enjoyed it so much he placed him up in the stars forever. But he carries the pot of water, which is symbolic of the pool of life. And when that comes in, he is emptying out the pool of life, symbolic of the gene pool, for the creation of a new man to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
One more thing. Well, actually, two. One side note. If I was
you have to be very quick. There's more people here. Yeah.
If I was to type in Alan Watt and then put music next to it, would I get any of yours? And there's a guy named Leo Zagami. He claims to be a Mason. Have you heard of him, and do you...
I don't know of him, no.
Okay. Can we hear any... Is there any way anyone would be able to hear your music?
Maybe down the line. Maybe down the line I'll see how it goes.
Okay. Now if we did a search.
For?
On what music will we get?
You'd be hard-pressed to. I use different names.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Now I've got Mo from Oregon there. Are you there, Mo?
Yes, Alan, what are you doing tonight?
Not so bad, yeah.
All right. Since it's the topic of religion, I believe tonight, I would like to ask you, I mean, in the Christianity, there are 800 divisions, and there are a couple of divisions that they worship a snake. They call themselves snake worshippers, and still they believe in New Testament Bible. I mean, can you comment on that, please?
Well, yeah, they have lots of. They took that from a part of the writings of Paul in the New Testament, where Paul says, "You can and you shall lift up serpents, and they shall not harm you." It's an allegory of something else, but of course, these people a long time ago took it literally, as the masses always do. And they don't understand the esoteric meaning behind things. And they do use snakes in their particular worship. And they are rattlesnakes and so on. And a lot of them do get bitten by it. But in the world of exoteric religion, nothing ever surprises me, because the masses always turn things into a basic understanding, very basic, very primitive. And that goes for all regular religions too. There are preachers and ministers and priests who give stories every day or every Sunday to their congregation, and they haven't a clue what the esoteric story behind what they're telling the public is, which is just almost fairy stories for the masses. But there's always an esoteric truth hidden within.
Exactly, indeed. I am agree with you 100%, and especially when the Pope visits the United States, when you look at his eyes, you find something wrong with his eyes. Don't you think so?
I haven't even seen it, you know.
Yeah, usually eye is a door to your soul. And when you look at to his eyes, you see that he's a part of the elite. He's also belong to messianic elite also. I strongly believe on that, because he doesn't even smile. I mean, when he came out of the plane, when they show him, he doesn't smile, and he didn't even kiss the U.S. ground. Usually he kisses the other grounds of other countries. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, I mean, and then he went to 911 area and, et cetera. I mean, it's all publicity.
Malachi Martin said years ago that the Catholic Church had been taken over by Freemasonry a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir, and you have a good night, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, all major institutions are part of the whole New World Order, as it must be. The good shepherds that control flocks, vast flocks of people, have to all be on board with the one singular world agenda, and that's what we have. But as I say, there's so many... I mean, don't throw religions all out the window thinking you don't understand them. It's all rubbish. There's a lot of ancient philosophy in there. There's a lot of hidden wisdom, too, tucked in. But there's always the basic rituals for the general public. That's why you have a mass for the masses. That's what they call it. It's for the masses. And even for the great supposed fictional Moses going up the mountain, the symbol was that he was the only one allowed up a mountain because he was illumined. He had understanding, therefore he was closer to a deity, and he was allowed to go up the mountain. And it tells you right there that the rest of the public couldn't get up. They were the lightning and thunder that stopped them from getting up there, and they turned back to making things which they didn't understand, the things of the world, which was money, gold, statues, and all the rest of it. That's where their faith was, meaning they were still creatures of the world. The elevated man goes about beyond that and can communicate with God. That's what the whole story is about. It's not a real story of a thing that happened. It's a symbol of the higher man and the base people. So, as I say, what's left is exoteric stories for the public, little moral stories on the rules of the culture and how to follow the rules. And that's all you're left with. But jumping back to what we're talking about with the OTO, how it's connected with Masonry, they created a new branch, and that was the OTO, in the days of just before Aleister Crowley took it over. It was already in existence. It had been officially given a charter to exist by the British higher-ups. And the idea was to create a society of Masons that would run all arts. All of the arts, the writers, musicians, everything. Because they control the minds and create this new culture for the youth. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt cutting through the matrix, and we're almost up to the line tonight. I should mention before I go that remember that this show is brought to you by you, and if you like what you're hearing and if you like the information that's been put out and you like the interaction of the callers and so on, it's up to you to support me, which you can do by going to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, looking at the site, and either sending donations or buying some of the things I've got up there for sale. Things I've written myself or produced myself. And that keeps me going because it takes cash to keep all of this going. The costs are increasing all the time. as the dollar shrinks in value. We're all feeling the pinch. I know that. I see the price of posting a book abroad is $30 minimum. Airmail now for one book. And so it's expensive to keep this whole thing going and print them up and all the rest of it. And plus this enormous postage they're now hitting us all with. It isn't so bad posting off to the USA right now, but that's going to change too. As the price of diesel goes up, everything that's transported is to go up in unison. So tough times are ahead for everyone. And when I think there's no more backup or want for what I'm giving out here, I'll just go off the air if it's the right time and go out and off and do other things. And there's no lack of other things to do, believe you me. If I had to live this life over again, I wouldn't choose to do this. I do this because it's a must. I have to do it. There's no other game in town in this world of ours. It's the only game that's going on. And this game is for keeps. It's for everything that was, everything that is, and all that could be, all the children, etc., that could grow up in a completely different world. Remember what Lenin said, and he was taught by the best bankers of the West. He said, mankind could go off in 1,000 different kinds of social societies, but the public must not be allowed to know this. They must think that the one they're born into is the only one that could possibly have evolved, and it was rightfully there because it was simply was there. That's how simple it is. In reality, we're all in a new form of slavery, as Charles Gordon Darwin said in his book, The Next Million Years. He said, on behalf of the elite, mind you, he said, there has always existed slavery in one form or another, and we are simply creating a new, more sophisticated type of slavery for the people. It's been introduced, and as you can see by the lack of feedback from the general public, as they've lost every right that ancestors and previous generations fought for, it makes you wonder, because all you have to do is spoil one generation, give them toys and lots of entertainment, bread and circuses, and they give it all up so readily, as though it had no value whatsoever. And that's a sad thing that previous generations scraped and fought and had strikes and everything else to try and gain some rights in this world fascist system in which we are born into, where handfuls of bankers for some reason are given the right to control the debt of the entire world, where whole countries are put up for sale basically to the debt buyers, and we call this civilization. Oh, I'm sorry, it ain't mine, and it shouldn't be yours either. I'll be back with more next week from Hamish myself on a rainy Ontario night. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.